The majority of Australians killed by coronavirus have contracted it in aged care. But the aged care industry is defending its infection control training, arguing it's up to the federal government to provide more specific guidance during the pandemic. Annie Guest reports.
There's been no cases of COVID-19 at the Samarinda Aged Care Facility near Melbourne. But manager Mark Zentgraf says that doesn't mean the last few weeks haven't been tough.
I see the faces of my staff on a daily basis and, they're long and drawn. They are tired. There's increased sick leave. They are stressed about and concerned about COVID in its own right. They're worried about it impacting on them, on their family, of them potentially bringing it into the aged care service.
Morale is also affected at the Queensland aged care home Janine Elliott manages, where she wants to celebrate today's Aged Care Employees Day.
They work very long hours and they do it with love. And I think it's very important, especially in these times, to acknowledge the wonderful work they do.
But much of the news surrounding the sector is unremittingly bleak. This week it emerged at a Senate hearing that less than half of aged care workers have completed the federal government's infection control training. Sean Rooney is the chief executive of Leading Age Services Australia, which represents the majority of providers.
It's not to say that they haven't undertaken other training. We know that many services conduct their own in-house infection control systems, processes and training.
However, the industry has compiled a report for health authorities on what it calls lessons learnt during the pandemic. And with National Cabinet set to meet today, Sean Rooney hopes it endorses specific guidance for the industry.
The process of donning and doffing of personal protective equipment and the disposal of used PPE and having enhanced focus on, tactile practice and training.
So then is that an admission then that the training in donning and doffing PPE has not been good enough in all circumstances?
No, I think what it is we're fighting something we've never fought before, and part of that is, learning.
Sean Rooney doesn't want to comment about what went wrong at specific facilities such as St Basil's, where relatives and doctors have alleged residents were neglected after staff were quarantined and the Commonwealth took control. But he says during the pandemic, computerised care plans ought to be available on paper. The industry also wants the government to issue specific advice on when to send COVID-19 positive residents to hospital.
Annie Guest reporting.